from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
And I made that statement in error. Let me be clear. Rape is never legitimate. It's an evil act. It's committed by violent predators. I used the wrong words in the wrong way.
Offense and later apology, both from Republican Representative Todd Akin, the second cut you heard there from the Mike Huckabee radio show yesterday. Akin there apologizing, of course, because he is vying for a Senate seat in an upcoming race in a key battleground state. Now, it caused a media storm, those comments that you just heard, at least the first one. Listen here to Piers Morgan from CNN last night when Todd Akin failed to show up for a scheduled on-camera interview.
Congressman, you have an open invitation to join me in that chair whenever you feel up to it. Because if you don't keep your promise to appear on the show, then you are what we would call in Britain a gutless little twerp.
Piers Morgan is mad, right? Well, forget about Piers Morgan, though, because there are now calls from all over Akin's own party for him to get out of this race, including from the Republican Party apparatus that supplies the campaign funds. Millions of dollars in Republican campaign cash fled Missouri yesterday from people who matter. Akin, on the other hand, says he's staying in, and that's why we've got Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter from the St. Louis Beacon, joining us now. Jason, hi.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. You heard those cuts. Forget about Piers Morgan. We had to get it in there just to illustrate the, you know, sort of the media storm around this. But Republican campaign cash is flowing out of your state. The National Republican Senatorial Committee pulled $5 million out of Missouri yesterday. Crossroads, the Karl Rove Super PAC, pulled its money out of Missouri. They really want him gone.
Well, not only is that going to be a downer for TV stations that probably wanted money from a purely selfish point of view, but if that actually comes to pass, it's a devastating blow for Akin if he continues on. In competitive races, either for the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House, it goes without saying that you need that outside money to remain competitive, especially against someone like Claire McCaskill, who's already raised a few million dollars and is going to be supported by Democratic equivalents. So that should be the surest signs that national Republicans are pretty much explicitly telling Akin that he needs to stand down by a fastly approaching deadline, which is actually coming up later today.
And we're going to talk about that deadline in just a minute, because we have to get in a little bit to Missouri election law. But you mentioned Claire McCaskill, incumbent Democratic senator, vulnerable, fighting for her life. Let's hear from McCaskill on MSNBC yesterday morning.
I know there are people that are out of the mainstream that really support Todd Akin. But for most Missourians, I hope this is one of those gut check moments when they realize this is not somebody we want speaking for us.
Jason Rosenbaum, Claire McCaskill has been lagging the generic Republican this entire race. She's been tied to President Obama, who's not popular in the show me state, even against an arch conservative. As she's branded there, Todd Akin, she was still polling behind a point or two, if not more. Is this a lifeline for her? I mean, Missouri is decidedly not in her court right now. Does this mean that she may, in fact, survive and come back to the Senate? Do we know yet?
Well, I think it goes without saying that statements like what's been played ad nauseum for the last couple of days certainly doesn't help Todd Akin, and by its very nature helps Claire McCaskill. But interestingly, when I've talked with a gaggle of political science professors, everyone from local ones here in Missouri to mega political science professors like Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia, they still point to the fact that Obama's unpopularity in Missouri that's shown through tracking polls and elsewhere show that McCaskill is still going to face a tough challenge, even if Akin stays in the race. Now, you alluded to the poll that came out yesterday from public policy polling that showed that Akin was still up a point in kind of a snap poll that was taken immediately after this. But a lot of people are kind of assuming that that's on a downward trajectory, especially if Akin stays in and this media coverage continues. I mean, that's an assumption. I mean, assumptions can be wrong and polling can be wrong, especially this far out. But I think it still goes without saying, and you could probably ask Claire McCaskill herself, this is going to be a challenging race for her no matter who the nominee is. It's just that after these comments, it certainly makes her climb a little bit easier, regardless of what happens, whether Akin stays in the race or whether they pick a new candidate in what was now becoming a less hypothetical and more possible, but not a sure thing.
Sure, and Claire McCaskill herself has acknowledged the difficulty of her race. We should point out she is one moderate senator who is not going to the Democratic National Convention. She says she has to campaign, but she's not going to be there identified with President Obama. They haven't appeared on the same stage together, I don't know, Jason, for at least a year in Missouri, if not more. So that tells you something about whether or not she really wants to be too close to President Obama in your state there in Missouri. But you mentioned Missouri election law. So just quickly tell us, there's a reason why John Cornyn of the National Senatorial Campaign Committee, who controls that $5 million, and Karl Rove and others like Reince Priebus of the Republican National Committee, who we're going to hear from here. Listen to Reince Priebus.
What he said was biologically stupid. It's something that nobody on either side of the aisle agrees with. It's a bizarre statement. And like I said, if it was me, I would step aside and let someone else run for that office.
There's a reason why all these powerful people want Todd Akin out and out right now, Jason.
Right. If you look at Missouri law, it says basically that Akin needs to make his decision on whether he wants to withdraw by, I believe, 5 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday. There's been another scenario where he could get out by September. It's been floated by people like Chuck Todd, but it's a lot more convoluted of a manner than if he just withdrew on Tuesday, simply because he could withdraw, and then that would start the process for a state committee to choose his replacement. If he actually sticks to his guns, like he's been saying since throughout Monday, it makes it a little bit more difficult for him to leave, and it stretches out this beyond what state law has to say.
Jason Rosenbaum, you mentioned that all that Republican money fleeing the state is a bummer for television stations, but if Todd Akin stays in this race, they're going to get plenty of television revenue from the ads that the Democrats and Claire McCaskill are going to run against him about those comments. There's no doubt about that. Jason Rosenbaum,
sure thing.
Political reporter for the St. Louis Beacon. Thanks, man.